Can't you see it? The world running on EVs and renewable energy? Here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We're now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Shop Blinds.com right now and get up to 40% off select styles, plus a free professional measure and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 40% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Do you believe you are wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
Welcome back, Midday Show. Hugh Douglas, Joe Gillett, you guys with us. 215-592-9494. Coming up at 12, our first look at the NFC postseason, how it all shook out. Hugh obviously impressed with the Lions last night. They get the one, they get the bye. We'll see them down the line if we can win a couple games here in Philadelphia. 215-592-9494. We'll look at the other matchups, the line on the game. Some stuff yesterday as well with injuries. I mean, the Eagles did make a choice yesterday not to play their starter, so they get out healthy. Hopefully, Jalen Hurts is ready to go. Other teams, not so much, not as lucky. 215-592-9494. Nervous, excited. What's the first feeling this morning as a playoff week starts? And we need your help on this. Should Hugh Douglas still have to dye the beard green? Even though, I mean, technically, by technicality, he won the bet this time. I mean, I guess you won. But no one deep down thinks you won this bet. No. The Eagles became the best defense in the NFL. You didn't see that coming.
They played well.
Come on. It's always the backhanded compliment.
It's not the backhanded compliment. It's the truth. They played well.
They're the number one defense in the league.
Well, technically,
you're just deflecting.
They're the number two as far as points allowed.
Well, yards, they're number one.
They gave up like 303 points this year. That's pretty good.
It's remarkable.
It's really good.
Also, Kyle, did we ever subtract points scored by the defense?
So let's see.
The Jaguars scored on defense.
That's pretty much it.
Was that it?
I think that's the only one.
Okay.
I think at least that week we did subtract it.
But when you look now at the final total, it's not subtracted. I wonder if we take out that number. Just look what the final tally would be. Could we round down from there? I mean, Hugh, if the numbers move a little bit here, you might be in some big trouble.
No, I'm not worried about the numbers moving. Because what's fascinating to me right now is how y'all have moved the line every week to get this green beer. And I'm okay with it because I know, whatever. I mean, but I just find it amazing.
I don't think the line is being moved.
And I'm just sitting here and I'm just like, hey, just being me. Mm-hmm. But y'all, y'all move the line quite a bit.
I just think the city wants this. And I think deep down, defense became such a necessity.
I know when you left it to the people, this ain't going to go in my favor. Because like I said, yesterday, and in the press box, you hear people whispering, hey, is he gonna dye his beard? And I'm like, dog, seriously? I won, though. I won the bet. But I see that, people want to see this so they could just, I guess they can have something to talk about.
I'm just saying, if we subtract the defensive score from the Jaguars game and that garbage time score in the Rams game, we're under the number. I mean, I think that's the math on this. 215-592-9494. Let's go to the phone lines here. And then we got to discuss a point that really I listened a little bit last week when we were off, and it was a big talking point on the station last week, the ramifications of not letting Saquon go for the record and what that means in terms of our psyche heading into the postseason. We'll get to that, what was said by Peter Schrager, NFL Network. Mike is up on WIP. Hey, Mike.
Gentlemen, good, wintry,
Victory Monday morning. How y'all doing?
Mike, we're good. Hopefully everyone out there is being safe in the snow, and we're getting excited here and ready for a playoff game. What are you thinking, Mike?
Driving around in a rear-wheel drive work van is always fun. But listen, Q, we got to talk. We got to be real here.
Go ahead, Mike. Tell him.
Your beard has to be green. And this is what I'm going to do. I'm coming at you because you know you lost, but I'm going to be nice with you. I have a nice ginger beard. I'm going to do a green with you. How about that?
That don't make me feel good. You act like that. You act like that makes me happy that you have a ginger beard and we're just going to be green beard buddies.
You just got to realize you did lose the bet.
I did not lose the bet. How many points? when you look at the Eagles regular season and you look at average points per game that they gave up, what does it say? Regardless how we want to split these hairs,
should have a green beard.
See, this is what I'm talking about. No matter how y'all want to slice this piece of pie.
Yeah, we're just bullying you into it. I mean, yeah, so you make no mistake about it.
No, I get it.
Actually, there's some new evidence that has been brought to my attention.
Yeah, some new evidence.
You might be in trouble. You ready for the math on this, Hugh?
Okay.
If we take away the Jaguars' defensive score, right, their defense scored a touchdown, and the special teams touchdown scored by the Cleveland Browns.
I'm still at, what, 17.1 or something like that?
17 on the dot.
So I still won.
No, 17 or less. You lose. The beard is green.
That is not count. That is not
Mike,
count.
I mean, is that fair or is that fair?
That is not
that
fair.
That is fair. That but is now,
of
now
course,
I,
Mike's going to say it's fair.
I went at you a little hard, so now I'm going to digress. I got to tell you real quick. I was at the game, me and my fiance. Who, this is the fun part. My fiance is a Cowboys fan. I took her to her first game yesterday. Her brother was there with us with his fiance. His fiance is an Eagles fan. He is a diehard Cowboys fan. Even he said the way that stadium, as cold as it was, we were tailgating at 7:30 in the morning. We were there all day. We left right as, I think it was an interception that had happened or that last field goal. We were leaving because we were trying to beat traffic. Even him, as a Cowboys fan, was in awe of how everything felt. Because even though, yes, this was the last game of the season, the way it felt in that stadium, you would think this was already the NFC Championship game. Everyone's ready. We're ready. We're ready. We need it. We want it. And we will have it. That's it.
Well, I love that, Mike. I expect the crowd to be a difference maker on Sunday. Mike, good phone call, man. We appreciate that. And a good vote there. Hugh, that's pretty compelling evidence. I mean, you take away two touchdowns that weren't scored by the opposing offenses, it's down to 17 on the dot.
No, but that's not how it worked out. A nice try, though. I mean, I get where y'all coming from.
But that's,
I mean,
that's the math on it.
It would be awesome, but no, that's not how it works out, though.
I think it is how it works out. That if the defense allows 17 or less per game, and they allowed 17 per game.
No,
that's like exactly how it works out.
No.
I mean, you were in better shape last segment when we were just trying to get you on a technicality. Yeah. Now you've lost.
Might actually be in trouble.
Because it counted against the defense. I mean, look at when,
does not count against the defense.
When you look at the regular season final stats, what does it say average points per game?
17.8.
Okay.
But that's how the team allowed. No, the team allowed
okay,
that.
They said, okay, but it's 17.8 points a game.
For the team, the defense allowed 17 points per game. That .8 came on special teams and offense.
You played defense. If the offense threw a pick six, you would not be sitting here saying we allowed that touchdown, would you?
Yes.
No, stop.
That's
a lie. You don't have to lie.
I ain't lying. Wait, you're trying to make me out to be a liar.
Hold on.
Okay, I'm asked again. And this is it. And what was the average points per game that this defense gave up?
17.8. No. You said the defense.
17.8.
The average points per game the team allowed was 17.8.
Okay, I see y'all playing. Let me look up the stats myself and let me say how many average points per game did the Eagles defense give up?
17. All right, good. Let's go to Violet in Virginia. Then we got to let you hear what was said about the Eagles and maybe some extra pressure after sitting Saquon this weekend. Hey, Violet.
Hi, guys. How are you?
Hey, how you doing?
Violet, we're good. We got a playoff week ready here at Philadelphia. What's up, Violet?
I'm so excited. I mean, I'm a little nervous, but I always get like that. I mean, you know, especially in postseason, I get a little crazy, but I'm really looking forward to it. I just think we have all the pieces of the puzzle. I really do. The kicking is making me a little nervous, but, you know... sometimes things can change when you get into the situation of the game, so who knows. But I'm really, really thankful, and I'm thankful that we get to watch them for, you know, a little longer, and go Eagles.
Let's go. And yeah, we shouldn't take it for granted. I mean, not as we saw yesterday with the Giants, a terrible franchise. Not every team gets to be good all the time, and the Eagles are very good most of the time. Violet, we need your vote here. Should Hugh dye his beard?
No.
No, you got
flat out.
You got a no vote. All right, Violet.
I only got one.
You got
Thank
one.
Thank you, Violet. Appreciate
you. You might be the only one, but we appreciate the call, and we'll talk again soon. So you realize the special teams touchdowns and offensive allowed touchdowns shouldn't count.
I went to StatMuse, right?
Uh-huh. What did they say?
The Philadelphia Eagles gave up 17.8 points per game this season.
The Eagles did, not the Eagles' defense.
The Eagles. How many points do the Eagles average per game? I looked up that. Mm-hmm. The Eagles, but it just said the Eagles' defense.
I think, Kyle, we may need to go in the archives and find the exact wording of the
it
wager.
Was definitely, I mean, I will, but it was definitely the defense.
If it was the defense, you lost.
Y'all are twisting yourself into a pretzel trying to make this happen.
And you know what? If I remember correctly, maybe I'm imagining this. I think there was a discussion at one point where you said you wouldn't even count defense and special team scores, or offense and special team scores.
I don't remember saying.
You were so confident in this. And now we know what happened. Let's go to Jeff in Wilmington. What's up, Jeff?
You know, this argument is futile because you're arguing with the dude that has spent 2 months trying to get a $50 coat and then won't pay the $5 extra to get it delivered expedited.
I got a We're coat. Thank you very much. $45.
Wow.
$45.
Look, I'm sorry, but that beard's got to be green because the defense gave up 17 or less. Now, if you want to say the Eagles gave up 17.8, well, yeah, sure, as a team, but the offense doesn't play defense, and neither does special teams.
I'm saying, but so, when I look at these stats and it says right. Eagles defense, it says 17.8.
Yeah, right? they can make it. You can That's make any stat sing and if I you said, want, I, but the, I, the I'm truth's
pretty
the truth.
Sure if I look at the L.A. Chargers and look at how many points they gave up, they probably gave up a lot more, but yeah. Still they just don't
I'm
count.
Not worried about the Chargers. I'm worried about your beard.
But Joe, I'm not worried. I'm fairly confident. You never know what can happen in the playoffs, but I go with this. We're two drop passes away from being 16-1. And I just think we have – and also this defense, besides the fact that it only gave up 17 points a game, it is not a luxury, Hugh. You know deep down that you can't – that this team wouldn't be where it is now if it wasn't for this defense.
Oh, he knows that.
He's not going to admit it, but he knows.
I don't have to.
Yeah, because we all know it. We all
yeah,
watch it.
Yeah, I don't
it.
Have to. Yeah, that's your truth. Not mine.
It's the truth.
Now, I will say Bruce in D.C. had a good point with the kicker. I don't know if he's got something going on. Maybe there's a nagging injury. I don't know. We're just going to have to hope that we don't have to count on him in a crucial part of the game because that would make me nervous. Also, Jalen, do you think Nick is playing a little gamesmanship here? He doesn't have
Okay, so that's with bacon, cheese, lettuce, tomato, grilled onions, ketchup, and hold the pickles.
You know what you like. You wouldn't order your burger just any way. Why should your sports talk be any different? With Chapters on the free Odyssey app, you can choose the topics that matter to you most. Whether it's reactions, matchup previews, injury updates, or team news, quickly find what you really care about. Your football talk, your way. Download the free Odyssey app and start listening today.
Have to list the starting quarterback until when? Friday?
So no, Wednesday they have to put out an injury report. And Jeff, from what I understand with the way the protocol works is he has to participate in a practice in at least a limited capacity as that's like the final step. Then he can be cleared. So let's just play it out. Let's say Wednesday he's limited and he practices. That's a good sign that he will be cleared by Friday. If Wednesday comes and he doesn't practice, that would be exactly. Yep.
Yeah, now I'm feeling pretty good. I think Jalen will get through this. My only other concern, like I said, is the kicker.
Well, that's a big one, and it's one that hasn't changed the entire year. And, Jeff, we appreciate the call. I mean, that hasn't changed the whole year. Elliot's been very I mean, it's even generous to say up and down. He's just been mostly down this year. Hopefully he gets it together and makes a big kick when they need it. 215-592-9494. All right, can we hear from Peter Schrager here? Because last week, as I tuned into the station a little bit, and everyone did a good job last week. Kyle and Dan last week, and Broads was on with Devin in the morning. Everyone Broads. Did a good job last week. And obviously, Hugh, the biggest story last week was the Saquon thing, right? The, you know, do you want him to play? Not. Did they make the wrong decision? I wanted him to play. I think everyone deep down wanted him to play. It's just a matter of where you came down on it. But now does it put added pressure on this team? Because they gave a chance at history, and they just washed it away. Well, now it's like they better win, and they better win big in this postseason. Let's hear Peter Schrager, NFL Network, talking about this.
I don't have a long recollection of situations like this where it was players' desires versus team's long-term interests, and then coach is the one putting his thumb on the scale and making the final decision, and the player obviously wasn't over the top thrilled with it. Like, it would have been one thing if Saquon yesterday came out and was like, I get it, I love it, let's go, we're gonna win a Super Bowl. Instead, Saquon's being very honest and candid, and he's right. This record has stood for 40 years. I don't know if anyone's gonna get an opportunity to break it after this. This would have been the greatest running back season we've ever seen, and I think he would have broken it against his former team. I think that matters. They lose in the divisional round. All right, if they lose in the NFC Championship game, I think it puts a lot of pressure. Like, you have to go win a Super Bowl right now.
Hugh, do you think it puts more pressure on them to play well and win in the postseason?
Well, yeah, because it's human nature. It's going to be whatever happens. Say if we fall short, you're going to be like, well, Dad, we should have got the record. I mean, but that's hindsight, man. You have to be as comfortable as you can be with the decision that was made. It sounds like, from what I'm being told, that everybody was kind of on board with it. There were probably some that wanted to go for it and others that didn't. But at the end of the day, whatever you decided collectively, that's what you have to live with.
Well, yeah, I mean, that's where they are now. And they're, look, there obviously are some benefits. They got some rest for some of their best players, and hopefully those guys are ready to go. Here is what I will say now that it's all said and done, right? We can't go back. I wanted them to play, but okay, what am I going to do? They better come out hot and fast on Sunday. It's unacceptable to me to not have a good start to this game after a rest and a week off, basically, for all their good players. I mean, that's the extra pressure I'm going to put on them this week. You cannot tolerate a slow start. You just can't. I mean, they better come out and play well. Otherwise, I'm going to be like, what was the point of sitting last week? What do you got?
See, when you say stuff like that, you put me in a precarious situation.
Well, go ahead.
Because I'm going to say something that is probably not going to be Monday appropriate. I mean, but if you keep saying it, you're putting undue pressure on yourself when you already know what the outcome's going to be. Now, I know that in a small sampling size from the last 2 weeks, we've seen a different type of offense, an offense that has been more efficient in the last 2 weeks.
So are you saying the outcome, like, you don't think they're going to get off to a hot start?
See, you put me in a, you painted me into a corner here, but I'm gonna respond.
Go ahead.
Has Jalen got off to a hot start all year long?
He did against the Steelers the last time we saw him play a full game.
And Washington before he got injured.
And but, it was a small sample, but you're right.
But it was a start.
Well, you're right.
It was a start.
So,
but,
yeah, the last time we saw him play.
Okay. So he's coming off concussion protocol, and you're asking him to go out there and just pick up where everybody else has left off, and he ain't played in a couple weeks.
So it's not just him, right? Because they didn't play their offensive line. They didn't play Saquon. I mean, that's the biggest one. They didn't play AJ. They didn't play Devontae. I expect the offense to look well-rested. If they come out and they look sluggish, I could point back and say, what was the point of not going for the record?
I'm just going to say this, though, because you painted me in this corner. I am not expecting that. I am expecting the Eagles to win, but I am not expecting them to get off to a fast start.
Can I give you an analogy?
Yes.
Let's say that you decided, you send us a message tomorrow and you say, you know what, I'm going to be a half hour late to the meeting. I need a little extra rest. And I think we would say, all right, I mean, I don't know what we're going to say. Sure, you're tired, get some extra rest. And then you come in here half asleep when you get to the meeting. I'll look at you and be like, what are you doing?
You
asked for a little extra rest.
And
we said, you know what, that's cool, we're fine. Come in when you're ready. So you better come in with a little pep in your step.
I mean, yeah. I understand that, but this is not, first of all, he'd asked for it. He was kind of forced into it. And second of all, you're asking him to do something, and you're you're basically giving him an ultimatum to do something.
Well, I don't just mean Jalen. I mean the whole offense.
He hasn't considered. The offense comes and goes. It starts and ends with Jalen.
I get that.
So you're asking him to come in and do something that he really hasn't been doing all year consistently. I just think you're setting yourself up for failure. That's all.
Well, maybe I think
Jalen. And I say that with all due respect to Jalen because I understand that he does things that the other quarterbacks can't do. But since you brought me here, since you brought me down this path, let's talk about it.
You're the one that asked
for extra rest. Let's talk about it. Since you walked me down the street, now I gotta address it. I was gonna save it to Wednesday, but now you want to talk about
it. But don't you think? Put yourself in the stadium Sunday. They get off to a hot start,
yes.
and they're good. Everyone's saying deep
down, that was the elephant in the room.
Everyone's saying, you know what? They were right. Good, they rested. Who cares about the record? We're in the playoffs now. But if they get off to a slow start, you know what everyone's saying there? What the heck was the point in sitting last week?
No, what people are gonna be say they're gonna say is and what because what happened yesterday and the week before. I'm just gonna say it. We saw what this offense. What we thought the offense was gonna be at the beginning of the year. I mean, that's what it was. Yesterday, we saw the young cat out there. What? I'm just saying.
What are you trying to say?
I ain't saying. I just said it. And whether or not we want to admit it, there were people when you watched that. You know what? And I'm not. This is not an indictment of Merrill or Mike. This is not. But yesterday, riding home, and I know I ain't the only one, so I know I ain't the only one. They had to contain themselves. They had to pull it back because they were overjoyed at how well or how efficient the offense was running yesterday.
Uh-huh.
They did that. They were gushing so much that hold up now. We don't want to start any controversy. But you saw it. We all saw it.
I see where this is going, by the way.
No, I'm just saying. I'm just keeping it a bean.
The seed has been planted by Hugh Douglas, of all people.
It's not, dog. I watch football, and I said, and I saw the same thing that everybody else saw. I just didn't say nothing until Joe over here, he wants to be wordplay clever and talk about. I said I was going to say, I'm just blaming you.
But
you painted me in the corner because I said I was going to save it till Wednesday. I was going to save it till Wednesday.
Are you saying we saw QB1 out there yesterday?
But no.
He was on the pregame show yesterday. He was calling him the future. He called Tanner McKee the future.
See, no, but he is the future.
Look,
he is the future.
Hugh knows QB talent. He had Bryce Young.
No,
correct.
He is the future. But you cannot deny.
Took 2 years.
You cannot deny what you saw yesterday.
He played well.
You cannot deny what you saw yesterday. Look at it and you're like, okay, he did that with Jahan Dotson. And who was the other guy that scored?
Jenkins.
Anaya Smith.
Anaya Smith.
But didn't E.J. Jenkins score too?
Maybe.
And with that offensive line.
Kyle
and with that,
locked in.
Listen, y'all brought me here, and I'm just – listen, it's Monday, Victory Monday, and it's Joe's fault. But you
– I didn't do anything.
Blame Joe.
You look at that – yeah.
You opened
it's
this
Joe's
can of
fault.
Worms.
You look at that offensive line, and I know it's the Giants. Don't get me – you look at the offensive line. You look at the people that he was out there playing with, dog. And you're looking like, And on top, this is the biggest indictment. And I don't know, she might have been busy yesterday. She might have been busy. But Rhea didn't text me nothing inflammatory at all in the first half yesterday. Usually.
The ball was getting out quick.
Usually. Rhea,
maybe also the fact the game didn't matter.
It might be that. I don't know. But usually when things go awry early in the game and we look disjointed, and we didn't look disjointed yesterday, I get some colorful texts from Rhea Hughes. I ain't getting none of those yesterday.
How about you, the start off a playoff week, causing a whole mess?
No, I'm not talking
you
anything.
I just asked if they're going to come out hot on Sunday.
I am just saying whatever, and this is not controversy for all y'all people that are talking about, you being I'm not. I'm just saying what everybody else saw. That's all I'm doing. I saw it, and I was like,
Well, it's really for two straight weeks. I mean, if you're going back
there. See, now there you go. I didn't put that on there. I didn't put that. I was talking about the young cat.
Okay. Here's my perspective. They sat Saquon. They spit in the face of a chance at history. They did. They did. Now, they better come out and start fast on Sunday. And if they start fast and they beat the Packers, we're all going to move on. And we're going
to
say,
I don't expect that to
bigger
happen.
Picture, you know, the greater good won out. And we'll all say that.
I don't expect that.
Well, then I'm going to be mad. And I'll just tell you right now, if they start off slow and this is a slog on Sunday, I'm going to sit there and say, what was the point? You could have had history. I mean, you could have had it. I wanted him to get it. I was rooting for him. And I didn't like the decision. So now it better work. That's all. I mean, it's like, It's one of those things. Would your kids say, "All right, we'll do it your way"?
And then it doesn't work out.
Well, then you say, "I told you so." I mean,
you don't, not to the kids.
No, but you
just kind of look at them.
Yeah. Or you say it to other parents.
Say it to the kids.
Yeah, well, kind of
say it to me.
Depends on how old they are. Yeah.
I tried to tell you.
I tried. No. Maybe you did it my way. All right, let's go to Lawrence, who's up next. What's up, Lawrence?
Hi,
Lawrence.
How y'all doing today?
What's up,
We're
Lawrence?
Good. He was just being messy on a Monday. Go ahead, Lawrence.
messy Monday.
Right. I'm driving on the messy road right now. This snow is no good, man.
Nah. But,
all right. Be safe out there, man.
Yeah, definitely.
I appreciate you. My vote on the beard. The NFL takes stats to the 10th percent, they round down. So, with that being said, if you're doing off the NFL stats and their math, you do have to dye your beard green.
You hear that?
Wait a minute. How?
You're just explained it.
No,
with math.
Didn't. They round down.
Yeah.
How is round 17.8, dog? How's that rounded down? What are you talking about?
They round down all the way to the 10th percent.
Sorry, Hugh.
Nah, that dog ain't hun. That dog ain't hun.
That's on the dot.
Who's
that's
spinning it now, dot. Hugh?
Lawrence is spinning.
Dr. Douglas. You believe this guy?
That dog don't hunt, man. Y'all stop it, man.
And my last thing is with Saquon. Before yesterday's game, I felt like it's kind of selfish to hold back some. Their life to be the best in their position. I mean, he's been playing probably since he was playing biddy ball and wherever he's from. So for him to keep him from getting that historic number one spot, I mean, it took 40 years to get to this point. I feel like that was wrong. But now that he hasn't, we have to move on. He does have the opportunity to surpass that and then get the most rushing yards between this postseason and the regular season. So that's if we get all the way to the Super Bowl. You know, that's the only thing that's not promised, but I think he probably definitely would have got it if we let him play.
Oh, there's no doubt, Lawrence. And yeah, he could do that, what you said. Terrell Davis currently has that record. Lawrence, we appreciate the phone call. Good call. Drive safe out there. 215-592-9494. More of your phone calls coming up on the other side. Hugh's beard, should he dye it? I mean, now that we dove into the math on this, between the special teams touchdown by the Browns, the offensive touchdown allowed against the Jaguars.
Y'all are twisting yourself.
The evidence is mounting against
you.
Y'all are twisting yourself into a pretzel.
No, it seems,
I think we're twisting you into a pretzel here.
It seems pretty cut and dry. I mean, that beard's got to be green.
I am steadfast.
All right.
In
and
my stance.
Your excitement level for this playoff run. Fully excited, a lot excited, some plant-based and nervous. It's okay to have some nerves. It's all right. It's playoff week. I mean, it happens. Plus, on the other side, what might this playoff run look like for the Eagles? The most likely path in the NFC, the way we see it. We'll talk about all three matchups this weekend. 215-592-9494 for Midday Show, Sports Radio 94 WIP.